And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday night, May the 19th, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Well, looks like the Wiener's going to be going to prison for a while, folks. And, you know, Anthony Wiener, take a trip down memory lane, and before I say this, you want to go into the chat room? It's chat. theamericanawakening.org. Again, that's chat.theamericanawakening.org. There, webmaster, I remembered that tonight. But anyway, Anthony Wiener. Remember all the rumors that we heard going down about the laptop and all the emails were found on the laptop, and Anthony Wiener had it under life insurance, and he was going to be singing like a bird, or he was going to make a deal with the feds and all this stuff. This went on for a long time, folks. Remember that? Oh, gosh. Well, you know, it looks like none of that panned out. Anthony Wiener made a plea agreement. He pleaded guilty to one count, which is a felony count of texting to a 15-year-old girl. It looks like he's going to be going off to prison for, I think it's, they said 2 years. I think if you're doing two, you get out in one. Is that, and then I guess the maximum sentence that they could have imposed was $250,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison. But, of course, he's not going to get that. And then I understand that the Wieners and the Abedins have filed for a divorce. So Anthony's going away. And I don't expect anything to happen with this, folks, because when it comes to anything to do with the Clintons, nothing ever does. But, you know, that being said, tonight's show is kind of about conspiracy theories, all right? And who really is the conspiracy theorist? Now, I'm going to throw a couple of things out at you. I tuned in today, just for a little bit, to Alex Jones. And Jones is claiming that the Democrats don't want impeachment. They want the whole election overthrown. And they want all of the people that were elected out. Now, I pose this question. Does that sound like a conspiracy theory? Or what about this one? Let's see. I just pulled this up. Former FBI Director James Comey, who was fired by President Donald Trump last week amid an agency probe into alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. election, has agreed to testify before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee at a public hearing, and the committee is in a statement that he made today. The hearing will be scheduled after the May 29th Memorial Day holiday, the statement said. Now, what could he be testifying on? Well, would it have anything to do with this story about that he's alleging that Trump said that or Trump asked him to stop investigating Michael Flynn, the memo that he supposedly wrote when he was out to dinner with Donald Trump and some other stuff? I'm not even going to bring it up. But is that a conspiracy theory? So who's creating the conspiracy theories? That's what I want to know. Now, getting back to Jones for a minute. I thought about that, and I thought, okay, I've never heard of anything like that before. He says that the Democrats don't want impeachment. They want the whole election overthrown. So I sat back in my chair for a minute, and I went, that's interesting. So you know me. I'm kind of probing around a little bit, and I come up with this one. President Trump's White House counsel has reportedly started looking into the experts for information on impeachment proceedings to prepare for the possibility of Trump being forced out of office. Now, the sources from the White House told this to CNN Friday. I don't know why they'd use them to tell it to, but okay. That, while they believe Trump being impeached is unlikely, they have started researching impeachment proceedings amid more calls from Democratic lawmakers to impeach the president. So, you've got that. And so I went into Google. After that, I thought, okay, well, I saw that. Now, Alex is talking about them not impeaching. They don't want impeachment. They want everybody out. And then they're going to put in their own people because the deep state is going to, and Homeland Security is going to be involved in this. So I thought, okay, is that a conspiracy theory or not? So I went into Google and I typed in 2016 election illegitimate. Now, I was surprised, folks, at how many articles popped up, because this kind of is part and parcel of what Alex was talking about. I'm not going to read these articles to you. I'm just going to read the headline of the article. What happens when a president is declared illegitimate? That came out of the Atlantic. The New York Times Krugman, election result illegitimate and tainted. That comes out of the Hill. The tainted election, that comes out of the New York Times. What do we do with an illegitimate election? That comes out of the Daily Kos. Robert Reich, six reasons why Trump's presidency is illegitimate. That comes out of Alternet. Let's see. Oh, here we got one from Snopes.com, the 400-pound fat lady with a cat and bonbons in her hands. Group claims more than 50 Trump electors were illegitimate. Huffington Post, with claim of millions illegally voting, Trump effectively declares, and I don't know what he declared, let's see. Oh, and then we have this. We have a petition, a case before the U.S. Supreme Court that is pending, on a petition where people are signing this petition that the Supreme Court could overturn an illegitimate president. So it looks like there might just be some, I'm not denouncing Alex Jones. Okay, he could very well be right. I don't know. I'm asking, you know, is that a conspiracy? Is that not a conspiracy? And from what I'm seeing here, it could be, and he said, and I only listened to him for about 10 or 15 minutes today, but he said that the sources that he has in the White House and also in the intelligence agencies and other places, you know, I don't know who they are all confirming the same thing. So, with that, you have to ask yourself, who really controls this country? If they're able to do that, who is really in control of this country? You know, Badia, that's all, folks. No. Benito Mussolini once said, fascism is corporatism. And I hate to say this, but it's looking more and more like, yes, whoever the powers that be in the White House aren't really controlling anything. Now, according to Mike Lofgren and many other insiders, this is not a conspiracy theory. The deep state hides in plain sight and goes far beyond the military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned about in his farewell speech over 50 years ago. Ebb of players in this game, folks, with some people at the top pulling the strings that are indeed controlling this government. And while most citizens are at least passively aware of the surveillance state and the collusion between the government and the corporate heads on Wall Street, very few people are aware of how much the intelligence functions of the government have been outsourced to privatized groups. Now, this, I didn't know this, folks. Maybe you do. Maybe you're smarter than me. But these outsourced privatized groups that are not subject to any oversight or accountability, and according to Lofgren, that includes 70% of our intelligent budget. 70% goes to outside contractors that they have no oversight over. And moreover, while Wall Street and the federal government suck money out of the economy, relegating, you know, tens of millions of people to food stamps and incarcerating more people than China, a totalitarian state, by the way, with four times more people than the U.S., and we incarcerate more people than they do. The deep state has, since 9/11, built the equivalent of three Pentagons, a bloated state apparatus that keeps defense contractors, intelligence contractors, and privatized, non-accountable citizens marching in stride. Now, after years of serving in Congress, Lofgren's moment of truth regarding this matter came back in 2001. He observed the government appropriating an enormous amount of money that was ostensibly meant to go to Afghanistan, but instead went to the Persian Gulf region. This, he says, disenchanted him from the groupthink, which he says keeps all of Washington's minions in lockstep. Groupthink is an unconscious assimilation of the views of your superiors and your peers, and it also works to keep Silicon Valley funneling technology and information into the federal surveillance state. Now, Lofgren believes the NSA and the CIA could not do what they do without Silicon Valley, and it has developed a de facto partnership with NSA surveillance activities as facilitated by a FISA court order. Now, Lofgren notes, these CEOs want to complain about foreign market share and the damage this collusion has wrought on both the domestic and the international reputation of their brands. Under the pretense of pseudo-libertarianism, they helmed a commercial tech sector that is every bit as intrusive as the NSA. Meanwhile, rigging of the DMCA intellectual property laws so that the government can imprison and fine citizens who jailbreak devices, it behooves Wall Street. It's no surprise that the government has upheld the draconian legislation for 15 years. It is also unsurprising that the growth of the corporatocracy, just like I was talking about with Benito Mussolini, all right, corporatocracy or corporatism is fascism. It aids the deep state. The revolving door between government and Wall Street money allows the top firms to offer premium jobs to senior government officials. Donald Rumsfeld comes to mind. Dick Cheney is another one. And military men. This, says Phil Giraldi, he's a former counterterrorism specialist and military intelligence officer for the CIA. This explains how the Clintons left the White House nearly broke, which if you want to believe that, I really don't, but soon amassed over $100 million, and I think it's closer to $2 billion, but I'll let this go. It also explains how former general and CIA director David Petraeus, who has no experience in finance, became a partner at KKR, private equity firm, and how former acting CIA director Michael Morell became senior counsel at Beacon Global Strategies. Wall Street is the ultimate foundation for the deep state because the incredible amount of money it generates can provide these cushy jobs to those in government after they retire. And nepotism reigns supreme as the revolving door between Wall Street and government facilitates a great deal of our domestic strife. Bank bailouts, tax breaks, and resistance to legislation that would regulate Wall Street, political donors and lobbyists, the senior government officials, ex-generals, and high-level intelligence operatives who participate find themselves with multi-million dollar homes in which to spend their retirement years, cushioned by a tidy pile of investments. Now, how did the deep state come to be? Well, some say it is the evolutionary hybrid offspring of the military-industrial complex, while others say it came into being with the Federal Reserve Act, even before the First World War at this time, Woodrow Wilson remarked, and I quote, "We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men," unquote. This quasi-secret cabal, pulling the strings in Washington, controlling it all now, folks, and much of America's foreign policy, is maintained by a corporatist ideology that thrives on deregulation, outsourcing, deindustrialization, and financialization. American exceptionalism, or the great Washington consensus, yields perpetual war and economic imperialism abroad while consolidating the interests of the oligarchy here at home. Mike Lofgren says this government, within a government, operates off tax dollars but is not constrained by the Constitution, nor are its machinations derailed by political shifts in the White House. In this world, where the deep state functions with impunity, it doesn't matter who is president as long as he or she perpetuates the war on terror, which serves this interconnected web of corporate special interests and disingenuous geopolitical objectives. As long as appropriations bills get passed on time, promotion lists get confirmed, black budgets get rubber stamped, special tax subsidies for certain corporations are approved without controversy, as long as too many awkward questions are not asked, the gears of the hybrid state will mesh noiselessly. Now, that's according to Mike Lofgren in an interview with Bill Moyers. Now, interestingly, according to Philip Giraldi, the ever-militaristic Turkey has its own deep state, which uses covert criminality to keep the money flowing. By comparison, the U.S. deep state relies on a symbiotic relationship between banksters, lobbyists, and defense contractors, a mutant hybrid that also owns the Fourth Estate and Washington think states or think tanks. So is there any hope for our future? Well, perhaps. At present, discord and unrest continues to build. Various groups, establishments, organizations, and portions of the populace from all corners of the political spectrum, including Silicon Valley, Occupy, the Tea Party, Anonymous, WikiLeaks, anarchists, and libertarians from both the left and the right, the Electric Frontier Foundation, and whistleblowers like Edward Snowden, and others, are beginning to vigorously question and reject the labyrinth of power wielded by the deep state. Can these groups, or can we the people, overcome the divide-and-conquer tactics used to quell dissent? The future of our freedom may depend on it, folks. So that's who rules the deep state. It's a combination. It's a web of people. People say, well, who do you think it is? Do you think it's the Bilderbergers? Do you think it's the Council on Foreign Relations? Is it the Trilateral Committee? Who is it? I've had people point or ask me to point to who it is. You can't point to who it is because it's a web of many people, folks. But all of these people have done a significant job of controlling all of the things that I just named to keep this machine rolling. Now, back to the conspiracies. I had mentioned earlier, Jones is claiming the Democrats don't want impeachment. They want the whole election overthrown. Is that possible? Can they do that? Or is that a conspiracy theory? I don't know. I've never heard of that in my lifetime. Although Jones claims that from all of his sources, that's exactly what's going on. And on the flip side of that coin, with Comey building up this case or helping to build up this case with Donald Trump and the obstruction of justice by trying to get him to stop an investigation on Michael Flynn that I think is total poppycock, plus the investigations that are ongoing into the Russian supposed collusion and the Russian hacking the election, which supposedly cost Hillary the election, when we all know. Now, that's the conspiracy. Okay, the death of Seth Rich or Sean Lucas, that's not a conspiracy, folks. We're called conspiracy theorists because we're saying that man was murdered. Both of those men were murdered, all right? They're turning this around and calling us the conspiracy theorists when they're the ones that are in their think tanks thinking up this massive diabolical scheme to not only possibly oust Trump, but also to oust everyone who legitimately got elected in that election. So which one's the conspiracy theory, and who is the conspiracy theorist? And from that, I want to go into and remind people, because I don't know about you folks, but I get tired of that. I get tired of people whose eyes glass over after a three-minute conversation calling me a conspiracy theorist and walking away. That's part of the reason why I don't go out much. I've become a semi-recluse, if you will. It's not that I never go out, but I try to avoid getting into conversations with people into any kind of depth because I know that I'm always going to reach that moment where the eyes glaze over and they look at you like you're crazy. But I want to remind everybody, and I'm going to go through this tonight. They have pointed fingers at us for years and called us conspiracy theorists. They have told us we're nut jobs and crackpots and I don't know what all. Okay, but what we've got on our side is we've got a myriad of conspiracy theories that they told us we were full of it that came to pass and we were right. So, that being said, I'm going to remind us of some of those tonight Anthony Weiner. I was going to go through and read to you his plea agreement, but his page is long, and I'm not going to go there. The bottom line is that of all of the charges that they could have hit him with, he plea bargained down to one charge, the maximum term 10 years, and I believe I heard they gave him 2 years, which probably he'll do two for one, which means he'll get out in a year. And it's going to be at some cushy federal farm, so it's not going to be a big deal, okay? And all the other stuff, you know, all the stuff with Anthony Weiner and the laptop and the life insurance, it's probably buried under the proverbial rug and we'll never hear about it again. See you after the break. Stick around, more to come, folks. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, folks, we're back for the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Nice day today. It was about, I don't know, 95 degrees, something like that. It's a dry heat, though, so it's like 75 back in the humid part of the country. Want to remind everybody that Monday night I got Jim Fetzer coming up. Not real sure what he's going to talk about. He's got so many different topics that, you know, unless I talk to him this weekend, I'm not even sure. And then I talked to John Hankey today. He'll be up Tuesday night. And I'm trying to get a hold of, which she's very hard to get a hold of, I wanted to get Susan Lindauer up on the show to get her take on this Robert Mueller and him heading up these investigations, which, coincidentally, James Comey's going to testify. But before I get back to the conspiracy theories that have come to pass, I want to remind everybody that we're in a pledge drive. Today's payday for some of you, I'm sure. Take $20, $50, $100, and click the donate button on republicbroadcasting.org and tell them you put "it's because Michael's barking at me." Or you can take a cash check or money order. If it's cash, put it in tinfoil. Send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, I'll repeat that one more time. 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And all you have to do is put RBN on the front of the envelope, stick a little note in there and say, "It's because Michael was barking at me and I want him to shut up." Or you can pick up the phone, call 800-724-2719, extension 3, talk to my board op buddy Mikey, and he will be happy to take your money, and he'll mark down a little note that it was because of me, okay? And I'd appreciate it if you do that, folks, because we do need to, as I said before, and I know you're getting tired of hearing it, update some equipment in there, pay off a few bills, and get some stress off of John so he can focus better. Very, you know, I'd like to hear him really get rolling on something. It's really fun. I've heard it before, and you know, he's a good listen boy when he starts really rocking and rolling. So get some stress off, John. Dig into your pocket. Send him a $100 bill. If you're a big whale out there, send him $300 or $400 or $500. I heard he got one donation for $500 from a guy up in Chicago, I think. So thank you, whoever that was. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get back to this. Okay, so conspiracy theories. We have been accused of, by every stretch of the imagination, from the media, from the politicians, from, you know, anybody, private citizens that aren't on the same page, leftists, social justice warriors. We're all conspiracy theorists. We don't have any idea what I'm talking about. Yet, when we see a murder out there, or two, or five, or 119, okay, we don't know what we're talking about. Seth Rich was murdered. Sean Lucas was murdered. They're burying that under the rug to continue with their narrative on the Russian collusion deal. So, in recent years, the mere notion of conspiracy theories has increasingly been stigmatized and ridiculed by mainstream news outlets, politicians, internet trolls, rational, who are supposed to be rational thinkers, yet with powerful revelations by Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning, WikiLeaks, and generations of intrepid journalists, we now know that many of the outlandish geopolitical and domestic conspiracy theories were and are cold-blooded truths of the modern world. So I'm going to start with, and by the way, I'm doing this for the sake of the new listeners. So the old listeners, the veterans out there, bear with me, folks. We all know about this one, except maybe for the new listeners. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, a major escalator of U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, never actually occurred. It's true. The original incident, also sometimes referred to as the USS Maddox incident, involved the destroyer USS Maddox supposedly engaging three North Vietnamese Navy torpedo boats as part of an intelligence patrol. The Maddox fired almost 300 shells. President Lyndon B. Johnson promptly drafted the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which became his administration's legal justification for military involvement in Vietnam. The problem with it was the event never happened. In 2005, a declassified internal National Security Agency study revealed that there were no North Vietnamese naval vessels present during the incidents. So what was the Maddox firing at? Well, in 1965, President Johnson commented, "Well, for all I know, our Navy was shooting at whales out there." And worth pointing out, the NSA's own historian, Robert J. Hanyok, wrote a report stating that the agency had deliberately distorted intelligence reports in 1964. I'll tell you what he concluded when we get back on the other side. Stick with me. More to come. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, folks, I am back with the American Awakening. During the break, I just went into one of my favorite sites, blacklistednews.com. Doug Owen oversees this one. And, I just confirmed that evidently Uba Abedin has where did I see that now? Uma Abedin just filed for a divorce. Uma Abedin attorneys filing her divorce papers after Anthony Weiner guilty plea. So, yes, that is indeed true. It did happen. Okay, getting back to conspiracy theories. The Tuskegee syphilis experiment. Between 1932 and 1972, the U.S. Public Health Service conducted a clinical study on rural African-American men who had contracted syphilis. The Public Health Service never informed these men they had a sexually transmitted disease, nor did they offer treatment, even after penicillin became available as a cure in the 1940s. Now, tragically, it's true. Rather than receiving treatment, the subject of these studies were told they had bad blood. And when World War II began, 250 of the men registered for the draft and were only then, for the first time, informed they had syphilis. Even then, the PHS denied them treatment. And by the early 70s, 128 of the original 399 men had died of syphilis and syphilis-related complications. 40 of their wives had the disease, and 19 of their children were born with congenital syphilis. Worth pointing out here, a similar experiment conducted on prisoners, soldiers, and patients of a mental hospital in Guatemala actually involved a PHS deliberately infecting the patients and then treating them with antibiotics. Oh, and by the way, on the first one, on the Gulf of Tonkin, I was going to mention to you that it's worth pointing out the NSA's own historian wrote a report stating that the agency had deliberately distorted the intelligence reports back in 1964, and he concluded that the parallels between the faulty intelligence on Tonkin Gulf and the manipulated intelligence used to justify the Iraq War make it all the more worthwhile to re-examine the events of 1974. 1964, folks. Okay, and then number three. Now, this is a big one, because I remember trying to educate many people on this particular one, and I remember the eye glaze that would come over to them, and they would look at me like I was a nutball. Project MK Ultra. The CIA ran secret mind control experiments on U.S. citizens from the 1950s until 1973, and I don't believe that. I think they're continuing to this day. But according to this report, it was up till 1973. So it's true that in 1995, President Clinton actually issued a formal apology on behalf of the United States government. And essentially, the CIA used drugs, electronics, hypnosis, sensory deprivation, verbal and sexual abuse, and torture to conduct experimental behavior engineering experiments on subjects. The program subcontracted hundreds of these projects to over 80 different institutions, including universities, hospitals, prisons, and pharmaceutical companies. Most of this was uncovered in 1977 when a Freedom of Information Act exposed 20,000 previously classified documents and triggered a series of Senate hearings. And because CIA Director Richard Helms had most of the more damning MKUltra files destroyed in 1973, much of what actually occurred during these experiments is still unknown, and, of course, not a single person was brought to justice. And worth pointing out, there is growing evidence that Theodore Kaczynski, otherwise known as the Unabomber, was a subject of the Project MKUltra while he was at Harvard in the late 50s. But it's not just limited to him, and the reason I don't think it stopped in 1973 is because I believe that John Chapman, I believe that John Hinckley, I believe that Sirhan, they were all under mind control. I believe that it's entirely possible that Timothy McVeigh was under mind control as well. So that's my theory. It could be a conspiracy theory, folks. Never know. Operation Northwoods, the Joint Chiefs, and I know I'm boring a lot of you with this, but this, again, is this one's for the new listeners. The Joint Chiefs of Staff of the U.S. military drew up and approved plans to create acts of terrorism on U.S. soil in order to sway the American public into supporting a war against Cuba. It's true, and the documents are out there. Fortunately, President Kennedy rejected the plan, which included innocent Americans being shot dead on the streets. Seth Rich. Sean wasn't shot, but Seth Rich was shot. Innocent American, dead on the street. Boats carrying refugees fleeing Cuba to be sunk on the high seas. A wave of violent terrorism to be launched in Washington. In Miami, Washington, D.C., that is, folks, Miami and elsewhere, people being framed for bombings they did not commit, and planes being hijacked. Ring a bell? Additionally, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, led by Chairman Lyman Limnitzer, planned to fabricate evidence that would implicate Fidel Castro and Cuban refugees as the perpetrators of the attacks. Perhaps most horrifyingly, Limnitzer planned for an elaborately staged incident whereby a Cuban aircraft would attack and shoot down a plane full of college students. Now, here comes one after my own heart. And by the way, I told you that Jim Fetzer is coming up Monday. John Hankey's coming up Tuesday. I'm hoping I can get Susan Lindauer on Wednesday or possibly Thursday or Friday. But if I don't, next Wednesday I'm going to report on Chip Tatum, because this ties in with number five, CIA drug trafficking. During the 1980s, the CIA facilitated the sale of cocaine to the Crips and Blood street gangs of Los Angeles and funneled millions in drug profits to a Latin American guerrilla army. It's convoluted, it's complex, but it's true. Gary Webb's book, Dark Alliance, the CIA, the Contras, and the crack cocaine explosion outlines how CIA-backed Contras smuggled cocaine into the United States and then distributed crack to Los Angeles gangs, pocketing the profits. The CIA directly aided the drug dealers to raise money for the Contras. The Drug Network, Webb wrote in a 1996 San Jose Mercury News article, opened the first pipeline between Colombia's cocaine cartels and the black neighborhoods of Los Angeles, a city now known as the crack capital of the world. The cocaine that flooded in helped spark a crack explosion in urban America and provided the cash and connections needed for LA gangs to buy automatic weapons. Worth pointing out, on December 10th, 2004, according to the official report, Webb committed suicide under suspicious circumstances, namely the fact that he used two bullets to shoot himself in the head. First one doesn't work. Try again, folks. Gabby Giffords shot herself in the back of the head with a hollow point bullet. She survived, so I guess anything's possible if you're a conspiracy theorist, huh? Operation Mockingbird. In the late 1940s, as the Cold War was just getting underway, the CIA launched a top-secret project called Operation Mockingbird. Their goal was to buy influence and control among the major media outlets. This has been going on since the 40s. Look how far they've come, folks. You can't find anything on mainstream news that's true. I guess they've pretty much succeeded, haven't they? They also planned to put journalists and reporters directly on the CIA payroll. Anderson Cooper. I'm sorry, I just had to throw that in there. Which some claim is ongoing to this day. Some claim? Oh, that must be us, the conspiracy theorists, folks. That's what we claim. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, my bad. The architects of this plan were Frank Wisner, Alan Dulles, Richard Helms, and Philip Graham, publisher of the Washington Post, who planned to enlist American news organizations and journalists, well, to basically become spies and propagandists. Their list of entrenched agents eventually included journalists from ABC, NBC, CBS, Time Magazine, which, by the way, have you seen the cover of Time Magazine, folks? It's got a picture of the White House that looks like the Kremlin. Propaganda at its best. Time, Newsweek, Associated Press, United Press International, Reuters, Hearst Newspaper, Scripps Howard, and Copley News Service. By the 1950s, the CIA had infiltrated the nation's businesses, media, and universities with tens of thousands of on-call operatives. And we see them paraded in and out. You know, those what do they call those people that are that come on Fox News? It's a paid supplier or reporter, whatever it is, a consultant, whatever they call them. I don't know. But half of them are, or maybe more than that. I don't know. Let's see. Fortunately, Our media is no longer lured in by corporations and governments to disseminate propaganda from disinformation. Never mind. Strike that last statement. Oh, yes, they are. And what is that? Did I see something that crossed the paths of Washington Times or New York Times, Washington Post or New York Times, that said that the CIA had contracted with, I think it was the Washington Post, for $400 or $500 million, okay, and they've passed laws that it's not against the law for them to write totally fictitious and false stories. There's no culpability there at all. And, of course, we have to graduate to COINTELEPRO, which was a series of clandestine, illegal FBI projects that infiltrated domestic political organizations to discredit and smear them. This included the critics of the Vietnam War, civil rights leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King, and a wide variety of activists and journalists. The acts committed against them included psychological warfare, slander using forged documents and false reports to the media. Does that sound familiar? Harassment. Does that sound familiar? Wrongful imprisonment and, according to some, intimidation and possibly violence and assassination. Does that sound familiar? This stuff was taking place then in COINTELPRO. This stuff is taking place now. Now, they don't want to tell you it's taking place now. All this stuff's supposed to be in the past, folks, but we know better, don't we? Because we see it right in front of our face just about every day. Similar and possibly more sophisticated attacks are still used today. Oh, I didn't think this report was going to go there, including NSA monitoring, which I'm going to get to in just a few minutes here. Operation Snow White. Did you know anything about this one, folks? Operation Snow White is the name given to an unprecedented infiltration of the U.S. government by the Church of Scientology during the 1970s. They stole classified government files regarding Scientology from dozens of government agencies. And back in 1977, the FBI finally cracked Snow White open, which led to the arrest and imprisonment of a senior church official. Now, the core mission of the program was to expose and legally expunge all false and secret files of the nations of operating areas, and to enable church seniors and L. Ron Hubbard himself to frequent all Western nations without threat. And by the end, of course, there was nothing legal about their endeavors. Number 9, secret global economic policies. Have you ever heard anything like that before? Secret global economic policies. Have we not been saying that for years, folks? Activists for years who feared a sinister globalist corporatocracy were told they were being paranoid. Now, whether you want to call it a new world order or not, they were right. That means we were right, folks. In 2013, WikiLeaks released the secretly negotiated draft text for the entire Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Intellectual Property Rights Chapter. And in it, it revealed a closed-door regional free trade agreement being negotiated by countries in the Asian Pacific region, including Australia, Brunei, Darussalam, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, the United States, and Vietnam. The Electronic Frontier Foundation says that the Trans-Pacific Partnership has, quote, extensive negative ramifications for users, freedom of speech, right to privacy and due process, and will hinder people's abilities to innovate. Thank God that Donald Trump knew that, huh? Because he put the kibosh to it. We'll see how long that lasts. And worth pointing out, in June of 2014, WikiLeaks revealed the even more far-reaching Trade and Services Agreement, or TISA, and this is a 50-country agreement that will promote unprecedented levels of privatization across the world. The agreement will essentially prevent governments from returning public services into public hands. This could dramatically affect our ability to enact environmental regulations and keep workers safe. Number 10, I know you're not going to believe this one, folks, okay? The United States government illegally spies on its own citizens. Do you remember back, just a few months ago, when Kellyanne Conway was ridiculed when she came out with the TV was spying on you, and she was laughed at? Remember that? Okay. Well, yes, it's the TV, it's the computer, it's your telephone, or your cell phone. Some say it's your refrigerator and microwave as well. I don't know. I haven't found a camera in my microwave, but it could be there. I'm not sure. You know, you never know these days who's looking at you, folks. Now, this used to be laughed at, as I said, as a dystopian fantasy derived from an overactive imagination in George Orwell's 1984 and a juvenile distrust of the government. When you claim they were spying on you, people labeled you a paranoid conspiracy theorist, a tinfoil hat-wearing loon, a nutball, a crazy person. And even after it was revealed that the NSA has been illegally eavesdropping on us for years and collecting our cell phone metadata for over a decade, people still hedged on the meaning of it. Yes, they are analyzing our transmissions, but it's under the auspices of national security. In a post 9/11 world, certain liberties must be sacrificed for the sake of security, right? Well, it turns out that it's patently untrue. Not only is or was there no evidence that the NSA has protected us from terrorism, all right? Do you feel protected, folks? Huh? Where's all our people? Who's protecting us? Who's protecting all the people? Our defense budget is really an offense budget where we send all of our soldiers out there, and we have private contracting mercenaries that are maiming and killing and blowing up towns all over the world. All right? I don't feel real protected by that. I don't know about you. Anyway, not only is there no evidence that the NSA has protected us from terrorism, there is growing evidence that it makes us more vulnerable. Yeah. All right? All the refugees coming in that are unvetted, all right, that we just got through blowing up their mothers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and cousins, I'd say they might be a little pissed. I'm not sure. You know, would you be? Thanks to revelations about the NSA and their PRISM project, we know that the scope of the NSA's eavesdropping is even beyond what we originally believed. In early June of 2014, the Washington Post reported that almost 90% of the data being collected by NSA surveillance program is from internet users with no connection to terrorist activities. And according to the American Civil Liberties Union, this is in clear violation of the Constitution. Are we supposed to go to break, Mike? All right. Be back in three, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Mike Burzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And yeah, in early June of 2014, the Washington Post reported that almost 90% of the data being collected by NSA surveillance programs is from, guess who, folks? Internet users with no connection to terrorist activities. Now, according to the American Civil Liberties Union, this is in clear violation of the Constitution, and the ACLU is pursuing a lawsuit against the NSA, claiming that the dragnet-style mass collection of data violates the Fourth Amendment's right of privacy, as well as the First Amendment's right of free speech and association. Now, those are 10 folks, of the conspiracy theories that we've been accused of, some of us more than others, of believing that have no truth, that have been found, that we were right, they were wrong. But I'm not done yet. By the way, for those of you who are just tuning in, the chat room is chat.theamericanawakening.org. You can go in there and visit with a few of the people that are in there kibitzing back and forth. Getting back to this, if that's not enough for you, generally speaking, conspiracy theories form where there is a vacuum of verifiable facts associated with the controversy and usually tragic event. The concept has evolved over the years and is part of our popular culture. And there are legions of what they call conspiracy theorists and truthers. I call them conspiracy realists, folks, who have devoted their lives to certain theories. Not me. I've devoted about 12 years to this. And there are legions of skeptics out there who have devoted their lives to debunking those theories. And all the while, conspiracy theories of every stripe and variety festoon the footnotes of history. Even the origin of the phrase itself is subject to conspiracy theory, as some researchers have argued that the CIA invented and promulgated the term in order to marginalize fringe thinkers or neutralize investigations. I don't like to call it fringe thinkers. I like to call it thinking outside the box, because that's what it is. The internet has obviously had a profound effect on conspiracy theories, simultaneously helping and hurting the cause. While a world of information is at people's fingertips, so too are alternative worlds of manufactured propaganda. And while the internet may appear to be democratized, an unfiltered path toward facts and the truth, it is easily manipulated. Powerful corporations pay a lot of money to have their dirty laundry buried in the search results underneath contrived puff pieces. Let's take a break from this. Go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Yeah, good evening, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, Michael. I'm just wondering, when they appoint the new FBI director, if they're going to actually go after Hillary Clinton and Uma Abedin and Wiener. I'm wondering what Wiener really has on Hillary's computer and Uma. That's going to be interesting to see what the new FBI director is going to do, whoever. I don't help us.
Well, okay, wait a minute. Let's back up a minute. Let me just kind of piece this together for you, Tom. First of all, the acting FBI director right now is Andrew McCabe. Andrew McCabe's wife received $650,000 in campaign contributions from the Clinton Foundation in her run for, I believe it's either governor or Congress down there in Florida. All right, that's the first thing. The second thing is the Democrats have come out, a number of them have come out. Oh, excuse me. Do I hear the music? No. Okay. Yes, I do. Okay, I'll hold you over till after. Okay, hold on. We'll be back at the top of the hour break, folks. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and I'll answer Tom's question. Be right back.
Figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.